Sunday gone, I was in the Watergate Theatre to catch up with Watergate Youth Productions. They launched their school edition of Miss Saigon, which runs at the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny from the 2nd to the 8th of November. I began by having a chat with producer Alan Butler and asking him about how things have been going on Miss Saigon.
Well, I said producer. I'm still getting used to that title, being producer. Basically trying to take care of things off stage and help out Don and Olivia as much as we can. So, like, organising the launch here today and trying to do things a little bit differently, maybe not done before. So that's why we have the Vietnamese bar theme going on upstairs here. And, yeah, just trying to keep the everything rolling off stage so that the guys can do what they're doing on stage, and it's coming together quite well now. So
okay, you're like, curtains go up on this for next month, so you've obviously been involved with this for the past couple of weeks and months. How have things been going in the preparations for Miss Saigon?
Hectically, probably. It's a massive show. There's a huge amount of moving pieces on and off stage. You know, I don't think I've ever come across a show that has such a big cast and so many different props. So keeping us on our toes, really, trying to source everything, make it as authentic as you can, and try and keep it all local as well, if possible, you know, since it's a local production. And yeah, that's it. Like, I mean, it's mirrored on and off stage with the amount of balls that are in the air, and it's really starting to come together. Like I said, we open this day 4 weeks, and on and off stage, everything's starting to come together nicely. So yeah, hopefully it will continue now, and we should be ready.
Well, look, for those who are unfamiliar with the story of Miss Saigon, I mean, what it's about, and two, what exactly is going to unfold on stage?
Okay, well, I mean, I suppose originally the musical was based on an opera, Madame Butterfly, and so the story was taken from that, and it's set in Vietnam, sort of circa 1975, kind of coming towards the end of America's involvement in Vietnam, and that's where you're sort of thrown into the story.
It is a school edition production. Has there been anything removed, or is there anything different between the presentation for a school audience and the presentation for, well, I guess the original kind of adult intended audience?
Yeah, so no, basically the only main difference is that some more of the choice language has been removed, but all of the main themes that are there in the adult production remain through the school's edition as well.
Hey, that was producer Alan Butler. We're now joined by two of the cast, Aidan Byrne and Emma Kelly. Aidan, we'll start with you. I know I've known you on stage and I've seen you on stage. What can you tell us about your involvement in Miss Saigon, and what can you tell us about Chris as a character as well?
Okay, Chris is, I'd say, mid-20s or so at this stage. He's an American GI taking part in the Vietnamese War, and he's back in Vietnam for his second time, and he's not a happy man. He's really not a happy man. He can't cope with things, but he meets Kim one night in a bar called Dreamland and falls head over heels for her, and the story goes on from there, and complications arise and so on and so forth. But you know, it's a good story, really good story.
Emma, what about you? What can you tell us about Kim?
Well, Kim is a Vietnamese girl, and she is an orphan, and she flees her village, and basically she kind of falls into the hand of the owner of Dreamland, and she begins working there, entertaining the American soldiers, and she basically meets Chris as well, and the same thing, they fall in love, and you know,
complications.
A fine coincidence that you both meet each other. The show is opening next month. It's on here in the Watergate. How have things been going for you so far? I mean, it's probably been a pretty busy time.
Yeah, it's definitely been a very busy time for me, because I'm studying for my Leaving Cert. So it's hard balancing the two, but I wouldn't change it for the world. So I love it.
And how have you found it as well, and stepping into a role the size of Chris too?
It's been difficult, but I've been able to manage, because like, I'm up in college at the moment as well, so I've had to, I haven't been able to go to during the week rehearsals, and so I've been strictly on weekends, so like, there's a certain amount of pressure with that, but no, we're getting there, so it's good so far.
And for those who are unfamiliar with the story of Miss Saigon, I mean, what could you tell us about that?
It's quite sad. It's very passionate, like moving. Like I think the audience will definitely be moved by it. Yeah.
And is there a big cast involved?
Yeah, there's quite a big cast.
Yeah, quite a big cast. There's a good few chorus numbers in it, where the stage will be chock-a-block with people. But lots of stuff happening. But no, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Cast members Aidan Byrne and Emma Kelly there, who play the roles of Chris and Kim. Now, before the evening came to a close on Sunday, we were treated to a little snippet of things to come in Miss Saigon. So here are Aidan and Emma as Chris and Kim singing from Miss Saigon. That's Aidan Byrne and Emma Kelly performing in the roles of Chris and Kim. You can find them on stage this November. The show runs from the 2nd to the 8th in the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny, and it is, of course, the school's edition of Miss Saigon. For more details, you can check out watergatetheatre.com, or you can catch up with us and more of the cast as well on SoKilkenny.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at SoKilkenny. It's facebook.com/SoKilkenny. And you'll get more of these recordings, interviews, and chats at audioboom.com/SoKilkenny.